This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate will come to order. Lead us in the prayer today will be offered by Pastor Sam Hansky, and the Pledge of Allegiance is led by Senate Page Jack Sandvig from Milbank.
Let us pray. O Lord God, continue to strengthen these senators for the work you have given them. Look upon them with your love, that they might have wisdom and skill to discern what is best for your people. Bless their interactions with fellow senators and everyone who speaks to them, that each conversation may be uplifting and beneficial. Guide them as they work for the good of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland, Breitling, Kamak, Castleberry, Crabtree, Kerr, Diedrich, Duhamel, Duvall, Foster, Freimuller, Greenfield, Heinert, Hunoff, Johns, Johnson, Klum, Kolbeck, Maher, Nessaba, Nordstrup, Otten, Rolfe, Rush, Schoenbeck, Shane Fish, Smith, Stalzer, Steinhauer, Sutton, Simmons, Tobin, Wheeler, Wick, and Zickman. We have a quorum, Mr. President.
Today's doctor of the day is peer physician Rob Allison, MD, MACP. Dr. Allison has practiced internal medicine at Avira Medical Group peer for the last 23 years. He received his medical degree and completed his internal medicine residency at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Upon completing his degree, he moved to South Dakota to raise his family and practice rural internal medicine. He was a primary physician representative on Governor Rounds and Governor Dugard's primary care task force. Dr. Allison has been an active member of the South Dakota State Medical Association since 1998. He served as president in 2012 and is a delegate for South Dakota in the American Medical Association. He's the current governor for the South Dakota chapter of the American College of Physicians. He has spent 20 years advocating for patients and physicians, has been active in healthcare policy issues on both the state and federal level. Doctor, welcome to the Senate. Thank you for your service. Senator Wheeler. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery today is Dr. Josh Carr from Huron. He's with Carr Chiropractic in Huron and Miller. He's also president of the South Dakota Chiropractors Association, who provided us lunch today. So please welcome Dr. Carr to the Senate.
Welcome to the Senate. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 13th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schoenbeck, Chair.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communications.
I have two letters from Governor Noem. They're both addressed to the Honorable Larry Roden, President of the Senate, and members of the Senate. Pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 116H of the South Dakota Codified Laws, and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Ani Oprahamium, St. Joseph County, Notre Dame, Indiana, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. This appointment is effective January 7th, 2022, and shall continue until December 9th, 2027. Sincerely, Kristi Noem governor. And the second one is pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 2413 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Kenneth D. Elbers, Lincoln County, Canton, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. This appointment is effective January 18, 2022 and shall continue until January 17, 2026. Sincerely, Kristi Noem governor.
So the appointment, reappointment of Annie Oprahamian is assigned to education, and the reappointment of Kenneth Albers goes to judiciary. Senator Steinauer, granted.
I'd like to welcome a fellow Aggie grad and the superintendent of Baltic Schools here, Bob Siddick.
Welcome. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Senate Education met this morning. They had under consideration Senate Bills 105 and 106. Both were deferred to the 41st legislative day. They also had under consideration Senate Bill 110, which was amended, and that as so amended, they recommend that it be referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations with the due pass recommendation. Respectfully submitted, Kyle Shane Fish, Vice Chair. The Committee on Senate Judiciary met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 77. Returns the same with the recommendation that said bill be amended as follows, and that as so amended, said bill do pass. Senate Bill 103, and they recommend that that bill be referred to the Joint Committee on Appropriations with the due pass recommendation. And they had under consideration Senate Bills 107 and House Bills 1065, 1104, and 1105. They recommend that all four of these be placed on the consent calendar and House Bill 1069. They recommend a due pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rush, Chair. And the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources met. They had under consideration Senate Bill 73, which was amended, and that as so amended, they recommend that the bill do pass. And they also had under consideration House Bill 1035, and they recommend a do pass for that. Respectfully submitted, Senator Klum, Chair. In just a minute, I think I have one more.
We can revert. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to return here with Senate Bills 28, 35, 36, 38, 39, and 74, which have passed the House without change. And I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1026, 1037, 1061, and 1070, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is requested. Respectfully, Pat Miller, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 602, a resolution to provide for an interim study to examine mitigation efforts to curtail the spread of aquatic invasive species.
SCR 602 has been assigned to the Senate Ag and Natural Resources Committee. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Kamak moves that the reports of the Standing Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs on Senate Bill 41 and the Committee on Taxation on Senate Bill 98 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I did find the other committee report. I'll read right now. It was in the wrong place. The other committee that met this morning was the Committee on Senate Commerce and Energy. They had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 502, which was amended, and that as so amended, they recommend that the resolution do pass. They also had under consideration House Bill 1044, recommending a do pass, and House Bill 1043, they recommend a do pass and that it be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Crabtree, Chair.
First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 172, an act to revise provisions regarding eligibility for parole for certain persons sentenced to life imprisonment. 173, an act to establish standards for live or photographic lineups conducted by law enforcement. 174, an act to make an appropriation to provide a grant for the construction of a facility to provide certain health facilities and services and to declare an emergency. 175, an act to make an appropriation to the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks for building a shooting range in western South Dakota and to declare an emergency. 176, an act to revise provisions regarding self-propelled agricultural units. 177, an act to revise provisions regarding medical cannabis. 178, an act to replace the name of Custer State Park. 179, an act to modify certain provisions regarding municipal campgrounds. And Senate Bill 180, an act to amend certain provisions relating to the Small Business Credit Initiative Fund.
Those bills having had a first reading are assigned as follows. Senate Ag Natural Resources gets Senate Bill 175, Senate Commerce and Energy, Senate Bill 180, Senate Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 174 and 177, Senate Judiciary, Senate Bill 172, 173, Senate Local Government, Senate Bill 179, Senate State Affairs, Senate Bill 178, Senate Transportation Committee gets Senate Bill 176. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1026, an act to prohibit eligibility for a suspended imposition of sentence for the crime of rape. 1037, an act to revise the penalty for certain willful violations by grain buyers and grain warehouse operators. 1061, an act to codify an advisory council for the appraiser certification program. And House Bill 1070, an act to clarify certain provisions of the Rural Access Infrastructure Improvements Grant Program.
Those House bills, having had a first reading, are assigned as follows. Senate Commerce and Energy gets House Bill 1061. Senate Judiciary gets House Bill 1026 and House Bill 1037. Senate Transportation gets House Bill 1070. Consent calendar.
Senate Bill 86, an act to revise certain definitions and laws regarding physical therapists. 93, an act to revise certain provisions related to the use of epinephrine and supraglottic airway devices by ambulance services. House Bill 1002, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the investments authorized for state public funds. 1009, an act to revise certain provisions of the Higher Education Savings Plan Act. 1028, an act to update certain provisions related to the licensure of optometrists. And finally, House Bill 1063, an act to revise the approval process for state employee household moving allowances.
Those bills, having had a second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 8693, House Bill 1002, 1009, 1020, 1028, and 1063. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd is excused. Diedrich?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
Aye.
Freimuller?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Hunoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Klum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Sickman?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
So, the consent calendar bills, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Second. Second reading of House bills.
Senator Cremack moves that House Bill 1025 be placed to follow 1068 on today's calendar.
Comments on that motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
House Bill 1036, an act to revise certain provisions regarding search warrants for tracking devices.
House Bill 1036, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. House Bill 1036 comes to us at the request of the Office of the Attorney General. It is to update the statute on electric devices or GPS units used to trace individuals to track them over a period of time. They're updating there are two substantive changes in the bill. The first one extends the time that these warrants can be active from 45 days to 60 days. And that is so that they are consistent with what has been the law for over 30 years regarding pen register or trap and trace devices, which are your wiretaps, tapping someone's phone. Those can be for 60 days. But these can only be for 45 days. And so if law enforcement is trying to track someone's cell phone, who they're calling, who they're receiving calls from, the cell phone company will cut that off after 45 days. This will allow them to extend that to 60 days, so it is similar to a hardline phone. The other substantive change is that they are clarifying that a warrant issued by a judge in one circuit can be executed anywhere in the state. So if they are trying to track a drug dealer who moves throughout the state or across state lines or to many different counties, a judge in one circuit can issue the warrant, but if that car happens to move frequently like they do for drug distributors, they can, if they find it the next day in Hughes County, they can still place that tracking device on the vehicle. Right now, they are limited to just in that circuit. There have been times where law enforcement has had to get multiple warrants for the same thing. It's in different circuits from different judges to make sure that they can cover their bases and a warrant would not be found later to have illegally been granted. The rest of it is a style and form change and nothing substantive. I stand by for questions.
Further remarks on House Bill 1036.
Mr. President.
Senator Heinert.
Question for the prime sponsor.
Please state your question.
Senator, in your explanation, you talked about getting a warrant from one jurisdiction and then not following the car anywhere in the state. How could you do that with a warrant issued in maybe Pennington County or some other county, and then that individual is a tribal member and they travel to a reservation county.
Sir Wheeler, you wish to answer?
There you go. I'll tell you, my knowledge of the jurisdictional rules regarding Indian country isn't great, so I cannot tell you the ability of a law enforcement officer to execute a warrant on tribal land. I don't believe they can. This does not change that. Just as if a reservation land was currently within a circuit boundary, a judge within that circuit could still grant the warrant, and if they were on reservation land, would not be able to execute it, I believe. This doesn't change that. It has no effect regarding reservation land. It would only allow for crossing a circuit boundary. Our state is divided up among several circuits for court purposes, and those judges have jurisdiction inside their circuit. This ensures that their warrant can travel to a different circuit in the state.
Sir Heiner, you have the floor.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, Senator. I mean, that was a good attempt to answer that question. I have some pause on this. Nobody is promoting that we shouldn't track drug dealers. I think everybody knows that. The issue I have is there is nothing in here that talks about that a cooperation with a tribe that would then have jurisdiction over that individual. And I'm very cautious when we say every county in the state, when some counties of the state don't have jurisdiction on certain individuals at certain times. So I won't be supporting this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Any further remarks on House Bill 1036? Senator Dietrich.
Mr. President, I would like to try to shed a little bit of light on that question. It's an excellent question. It's related to respect for the sovereignty and the jurisdictional issues that arise from that. Most, but not all, of the reservations have collaborative agreements with law enforcement, and they have their communications that go along with that. If someone traveled with a tracker onto a reservation or into property where they didn't have the jurisdiction to do it, and there was an objection, that evidence of that travel would be excluded in the trial court.
Further remarks? Any member wish to speak before Senator Heiner speaks a second time? Senator Heiner.
I would thank you, Mr. President, and members of the body. I'd just like to clarify, most tribes do not have cooperative agreements, especially the big three. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Schoenbeck.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill doesn't talk about North Dakota, Canada, or Mexico either. This is just about places where there's state jurisdiction. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1036. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland?
Aye.
Breitling?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Castleberry?
Aye.
Crabtree?
Aye.
Curd is excused. Diedrich?
Aye.
Duhamel?
Aye.
Duvall?
Aye.
Foster?
No.
Freimuller? Greenfield?
Aye.
Heinert?
No.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Plum?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nessebe?
No.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Shanefish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Tobin?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Sickman?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 30 yeas, 4 nays, and 1 excused.
House Bill 1036, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1068, an act to clarify the processing of sexual assault kits performed on individuals ages 16 and 17.
House Bill 1068, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Duhamel.
Thank you, Mr. President. My fellow senators, I stand today in support of House Bill 1068. This is an act to clarify the processing of sexual assault kits on individuals ages 16 and 17. Currently, a victim of sexual assault who has a sexual assault forensic examination, a rape kit, can remain anonymous. In other words, the victim does not have to report that assault to authorities. 2 years ago, the legislature passed a bill that allowed 16 and 17-year-olds to consent to a sexual assault forensic examination. This examination is considered a medical procedure and previously needed a parent's or guardian's consent. The parent is still notified that the examination was completed unless they are accused of assault. Sexual assault nurse examiners asked if a 16 and 17-year-old could have that kit considered anonymous, given our mandatory reporting laws. They asked the Attorney General for an opinion. The AG responded that the assault must be reported. This bill codifies the AG opinion. Having it in code makes it clear for a sexual assault nurse in a medical facility that the assault must be reported. I ask for your affirmative vote.
Further remarks on House Bill 1068. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1068. Members in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will please call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree. Curd is excused. Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Hunoff.
Aye.
Johns.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Nessebe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Roll.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Steinhauer.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Tobin.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Sickman.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 yeas, one excused.
House Bill 1068, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1025, an act to update legal holidays in South Dakota.
House Bill 1025, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Diedrich.
Thank you, Mr. President. This House Bill 1025 came through our State Affairs Committee at the request of the Human Resources, the South Dakota Bureau of Human Resources. This is a statute that puts into the code the names of the holidays recognized in South Dakota. Just because they're recognized doesn't mean that they're mandatory on an employer to pay overtime or to give their employees a holiday off. It's just that what the state recognizes as policy. That statute was first adopted in 1939, and it's been amended about 11 times since then. The most recent was in 1990, when the state recognized Native Americans' holiday, or Native Americans' Day. And this now, with the federal recognition of Juneteenth, is a new holiday recognized by the state. And that's what this statute does. It also just clarifies that if a holiday falls on a Saturday, the Friday preceding the Saturday is recognized as a holiday. If the holiday date is on a Sunday, then the Monday following that Sunday is recognized. And so the committee passed it and urged your approval of this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1025? Senator Nesbitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do rise in support of this bill. I brought a bill pretty much like it a year ago that didn't make it out of committee, and I'm happy to see the governor adopting this. I just want to raise a concern about the bill, because June 19th happens before July 1st. We're in a situation where I think the governor is going to be asked to have to do an executive order for one more year. The problem is this bill, when it made it through the House floor, did not pass with a two-thirds majority. And so I think we should leave the bill as it is and move it forward and then just alert the governor and make sure that she knows she's going to have to do an executive order for one more year to make that effective. But thank you. I urge your support for House Bill 1025. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment, 1025A.
Do you move? Is it online?
It is.
Do you move it at this time?
I do.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments on Wheeler's motion to amend 1025A. Senator Wheeler.
Thank you. Mr. President, members of the body, this is a technical amendment. It does not affect the status of Juneteenth at all, but corrects an error in the last paragraph that, if we left stand, would have made every Monday a holiday. So there is one. We need one minor amendment to this that I will let Senator Duvall explain.
Further remarks on the motion to amend. Senator Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to the good senator from Huron. If you look at Amendment 1025A on line 19, the bill should remove the overstrikes from any such day and delete the words a holiday. So just to make it consistent with the intent. And I move that amendment to the amendment at this time.
Second.
Comments on the amendment to the amendment? Hearing none. All in favor to amend the amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The amendment is so amended. Further action on the amendment as amended. Further comments? Senator Dietrich.
Just an editorial comment on, I believe that the fact that the statute starts out with every Sunday is kind of a recognition of our state motto, under God the people rule. And even if it's recognized as a holiday every Sunday, it's not mandatory that there's any employment obligations on an employer or anything else. I believe it was really just an acknowledgement by that legislature at that point in time. And I'm not opposing the amendment. I think there's a reason that it reads uniquely in this day and age.
Further comments on the motion to amend? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion to amend will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. House Bill 1025 is so amended. Further remarks on House Bill 1025 as amended.
Mr. President, I think that was a friendly amendment.
Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Mr. President. That was a friendly amendment, and I encourage everyone to vote for this bill.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final passage of House Bill 1025. Members in favor vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Boland.
Aye.
Breitling.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Castleberry.
Aye.
Crabtree.
Aye.
Curd is excused. Diedrich.
Aye.
Duhamel.
Aye.
Duvall.
Aye.
Foster. Freimuller?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Heinert?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Johns?
Aye.
Johnson?
No.
Klum?
Aye.
Pardon?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Maher?
No.
Nessebe?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
No.
Otten?
No.
Roll?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
No.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stalzer?
No.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
No.
Tobin?
No.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Zickman?
No.
Castleberry?
No.
Mr. President, there are 23 yeas, 11 nays, and one excused.
House Bill 1025, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. The President has some bills to sign in open session. The President signing an act to update references to certain federal motor carrier regulations. President signing an act to revise provisions regarding when a license is not required of a person installing electric wiring. An act to permit non-responsive insurance producer applications be denied with be deemed withdrawn as to not constitute a refusal of administrative action. Senate will be at ease for a few minutes.
Thank you.
We will return to order. We are ready for announcements. Senator Duvall.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Transportation will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. We have two bills.
Before we go any further, I want to say a big thank you to the South Dakota Community Foundation for hosting the breakfast this morning in the President's lobby. It was through former Governor George Mickelson's vision who believed the state needed an organization that would promote statewide donations and provide financial assistance to nonprofits, and the South Dakota Community Foundation was created on November 11th, 1987. Through this foundation, people and communities will benefit for generations to come. Thank you. Should have waited before I tried to read that. Too late now. Further announcements. Senator Breitling.
Appropriations will hear a report from BIT at 8:30 and then from PUC at 11.
Senator Kamak.
Senate State Affairs will meet tomorrow morning at 10.
Senator Breitling. Or Senator Nesbo. You two look so much alike, I get you confused.
I am honored. I will take that as a deep compliment, Mr. President. Thank you.
Now I'll just watch to see which one's most offended.
I took it as a compliment. Hey, I'm just bringing your attention to this on your desk tonight. Tuesday, February 1st, 5:30 to 7 includes dinner, the after-school meet-and-mingle reception. And this is at a new place. I've never been to the Missouri Avenue Event Center, but it's down there just a block or two away from where the Legion Club is. So you have that, and I think the Municipal League has a dinner tonight as well.
Thank you. Senator Steinauer.
Health and Human Services will meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Senator Otten.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Local Government tomorrow morning, 7:45, and then Senate Tax at 10.
Any other announcements? Madam Secretary.
Senator Greenfield moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All in favor of the motion to adjourn will say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Senate is adjourned.